Miss Connection Wednesday, are you ready?
Missed. How fast it's missed. Connections, titles missed. Contrary to the things appear, I miss you more than summer on a cold winter's day. Wish things were different. Good news, though, tomorrow's spring. So there's that.
Wait, that was it?
Yeah, there's no real target on this one. It's not a concentrated focus. He simply misses this person.
Need to know here and now. Here and now? Here and now. I need to know where I stand in your life. Friends with benefits or in an actual relationship? The lines aren't clear to me. We've been through a lot together, done a lot together. You held me in your arms recently and told me you loved me. Was it a sweet nothing or just words? Was I dreaming? If it was straight from your heart, then kiss me long and softly when we next get together. No other words need to be spoken as ooh, I'll have my answer.
Yes, you will.
That was beautiful.
It was very beautiful. Theater last night. Was there for the show, you were selling concessions and just being gorgeous. I was tall, blonde hair with a couple people.
Alrighty.
I'm preferring to go for vagaries today.
You really are.
And I'm going for the passionate. Female Jessie. I've tried, not my hardest, but I've tried. I don't want to push you to call me, but I need to talk with you so very much. I think I figured out why I love Ed you so dang much. I could never pinpoint the exact magic I had seen in you. No, everything is coming into focus. I can't tell you how right you were. I almost hate it. I wish I hadn't said what I said to you 2 years ago. Between you leaving and my drinking all at the same time, it was a dangerous combination. Jesse, I needed your companionship the most at that moment in time. Jesse, I know your reasoning and that you couldn't believe me. Jesse, I was a fool drunk with alcohol, pride, and foolishness. Jesse, my unhappiness wasn't with you. It was with so many other things. Two on me. Jesse Bear, you were my Marilyn Monroe. You were my hot Rob babe. My bad. Backyard barbecue queen licking sauce from your fingers with that devilishly sexy smile in my direction. Maybe I was too hung up on the perfect us. Maybe all we needed was the essentials, yet I was too busy dreaming. Another thing I discovered about wasting life away at the bar and with friends. Nothing gets done. Jesse, you said when I'm ready to talk to you in a mature, respectful way, you would consider it. Well, I'm here and I am being the man you wanted me to be and I'm ready to talk. Please don't shut me out anymore. Please know I'm so sorry for everything I ever said. Please know I still love you, my Meryl. Winky.
753 WIXX Miss Connection Wednesday brought to you by Optivision 1-800-20-HAPPY.
I can't stand it the way I feel. Why do I go against everything I believe in when it comes to you? The other night, I looked so deeply into you and thought maybe if I could just say it, just say everything I feel, I could just go on. I've never been so drawn to someone in my life. You will never see this, and I would never tell you. But if I could, I would just be like everyone else. It would mean absolutely nothing outside of people being hurt. Me being hurt, you being hurt, is losing everything worth saying that I'm scared to death, that I will never feel this way about someone else besides you. That the very second I look into your hand and mine to warm my freezing hands, I was terrified that you would feel how much I desired your touch. Scared that to hide behind every look and be careful of not sharing too much. To tell you from the very second you came into my life, I have never wanted to be apart from you. Ever. I am now just like all the rest. And I can't stand the way I feel.
Why must you make everything sound like an Edgar Allan Poe?
Because this is poetry.
I can't stand it.
All right, well, here's this one. Almost there in Tractor Supply. Met store. I went to Tractor Supply the other day and Amy was working and I asked for some razor blades and you took off in front of me strutting. You beautiful butt. The thing I knew is that you were watching me as you strutted all the way across the store. And then you speed and struck a pose as I walked towards you. Our eyes met. We both smiled. Amy, if you get this or if someone knows Amy, have her get back to me. I would like to get to know her.
In line at Qdoba.
You were right after me at Qdoba and had a tattoo of a flock of birds on your right arm. You smiled at me. I checked you out. You smiled at me again, smiley. I should have said something. Would love to get to know you, the tall guy.
Manuel Sunday. I think you're an Amish woman. You had 7 youngsters with you. I assume the whole gaggle belonged to you. There was no man along with you. Maybe you were shoeing a horse, whittling a spear, or working in one of those Amish wood stove factories. Recently, I've been looking into a slower-paced lifestyle. I would love to spend some time with you, get to know you. In my world, I'm fairly well-to-do. I'm the owner of a Faconium factory. It's the cheaper version of a cubic zirconium. For those that can't afford real zirconium, you know, the good stuff. I'd be willing to leave that life behind, if you so wish. Also, I look pretty sweet in a big old beard. Bonus, right? I do understand your people may not read Craigslist, but maybe there's some sort of Amish list. I would post on there, unless it's an actual list on an actual post. Then I'll just stick with this site. I don't even speak Amish, so I hope you speak English. You're known Amish to English translator. So if you're interested, put drive me in the subject line.
There are so many things wrong with that. First of all, there's a cheaper version of cubic zirconia, really?
I guess there's, and that's the good stuff.
Oh, man.
That's the real good stuff.
Miss Connection Wednesday, sponsored by our friends at OptiVision, 1-800-20-HAPPY.